Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Welcome to H. Blue's Word.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I will punch the hell out of you. Say something else.
You are now rocking with the best.
Good evening. I'm your host, Stacey Brewer, and you are listening to H. Blue Word on Hampton Blue Radio via Blog Talk. It is Monday, January 27th, 2014. If this is the first time you're listening to us, be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Hampton Blue, no E on the blue. You can also catch the archives of our past episodes for free on iTunes, the Stitcher radio app, which can be found online or via your phone, and the TuneIn radio app, which, again, similar to Stitcher, can be found online on a typical website or via your phone, and on our Blog Talk page, which is simply blogtalkradio.com/HamptonBlue. Again, no E on that blue. Now, tonight, I will give a quick review on the Grammys 2014. There were a lot of highs, but also the same old lows. Many still believe the Grammys are not hip to what's going on today and are a little behind with certain things. But first, I would like to give a quick update on Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber was arrested late last week, as we stated on a previous episode. Last Wednesday, we talked about Justin Bieber. The title of that show is called Justin Bieber or Richard Sherman, Who's the Thug? Now, Justin Bieber, again, was arrested late last week for several things. But the most buzzed about thing is the alleged drag racing. But there's some newly discovered surveillance video featuring all of the power players. But some things just aren't adding up anymore. CBS4 in Miami got their hands on the video first, which appears to be just before Bieber and his friend, Chief Khalil, who was also arrested early Thursday morning. There's a video of them. One with Justin in his yellow Lamborghini driving, and Khalil in a red one. And it appears that there's also an SUV that's with them, which may be Justin's security. But what's interesting about this particular video is they don't appear to be drag racing. Apparently, you know, the police may have influenced or may have fudged the report a little bit, pretty much stating that it just appeared as if they were drag racing. Whether or not the video tells the whole story is yet to be seen, but TMZ broke the news yesterday that the company Justin rented the car from has contradicted claims he was speeding. They apparently have GPS systems installed in the vehicle that can register speed and claim he never broke 30 miles per hour at the time of his arrest. There are also claims that Justin's blood alcohol level was nowhere near how it was recorded in the police report. So all of this, again, begs a few questions. One, why would the police target Justin Bieber in this way and allegedly fudge police reports? I'm sure there are some conspiracy theorists out there, but I'm a little confused as to why Bieber would be on the law's radar. And then, two, why is there so much hate by the general public towards this young man? Even the industry has somewhat forgotten about Justin. And it's really sad just how history repeats itself or tends to repeat itself. People are truly built, it seems, or built up, it seems, to simply be torn down. We saw it with Michael Jackson. We saw it even with Whitney Houston. There is apparently, as a matter of fact, a petition online that is calling for the White House to deport Bieber. So far, there are 40,000 signatures. Apparently, 100,000 are needed to be signed in order for the White House to look into this. Now, Justin Bieber was the media darling just 3 years ago. Now he is detested, even though last week we had a discussion on Bieber, like I stated up top, should he be looked at as a thug more than Richard Sherman. We were more making a social commentary on how blacks and whites are viewed differently in the media. But if we're talking about Justin Bieber the person, because I've said many times that race is really just a made-up social construct, but Justin Bieber is a person. And with that, in my opinion, he is not a thug. He is, in fact, someone who, like many before him, just can't seem to handle fame, you know, the best way. They have struggles with handling fame. We've seen this many times, particularly with artists who started out young. So with that, here's hoping his manager, his name is Scooter, and Usher can get him back on track. Usher kind of mentored Justin, and I believe he and Scooter have a company together to help, of course, promote Justin Bieber. So hopefully they can get him on track. Apparently there may have been some type of intervention with Justin in Panama, as there are pictures of Scooter, Justin's, again, his manager, and Usher there. But who knows the real reason behind the trip? I know TMZ has posted many pictures of Justin's home, apparently having a lot of drug paraphernalia, how they got those pictures. Again, Justin needs to pay attention to who he has around him, because clearly someone around him can't be trusted and perhaps maybe leaking photos to the media. And all of this can, again, add stress to an already stressful situation where you feel like, you know, Justin may be in a position similar to what Chris Brown faced, where you really feel like you can't trust anyone in this industry. Again, Chris Brown's on a whole other level. I know many people, including myself, were, you know, we don't tolerate men hitting women. But still at the same time, Chris Brown, like Justin Bieber, was young and is facing an industry that has shown that they don't really love them. And so they may lash out in different ways. Justin Bieber, perhaps allegedly through drug use. Chris Brown, perhaps through violence. But whatever it is, you know, my heart goes out to all in this industry, because it is a very tough industry. So, you know, I'm wishing you well, Justin. Now, let's get to the Grammys. The Grammys started out with a bang, in my opinion, with Beyonce and Jay-Z performing with a whole lot of something. They performed their hit Drunken Love, which they definitely seemed to be. There was a lot of public displays of affection shown between the two throughout the night, starting with their performance. In fact, as a side note, Jay-Z, kind of unlike he's done ever before, but when he accepted his award for Best Duo, for his song Holy Grail with Justin Timberlake, you know, he got his award and actually stated, you know, he thanked God for bringing Beyonce into his life. You know, he rarely does that. We know he loves Beyonce, it's clear, but he rarely states it like that in public. So they definitely were in love last night, or shall we say drunk in love. Now, Beyonce, with her short wet do, started out on a chair, perhaps channeling Flashdance for her version of Drunken Love, which featured the singer in a sheer bodysuit, writhing and spreading her legs during the sultry tune from her self-titled fifth studio album. Things got even hotter after her husband hit the stage. Jay-Z grabbed her rear and the couple kissed and danced back to back. But even with all this sexiness and many formerly pregnant women hitting the gym the next morning to have a body like Beyonce's post-pregnant body, reviews have still been mixed. First, people were upset that Beyonce was lip-syncing. I know my Facebook feed was filled with that, right? People saying, wait a minute, why is she lip-syncing? But my thoughts on that are simple. Beyonce has been in the business 20-plus years. She can do what she wants, in my opinion. She has already proven herself. We know she can sing live. Perhaps there was a reason last night for her to choose lip sync. Most recently, also in terms of this performance, Rao's parents complained that such sexiness was inappropriate at the start of the show. But many, of course, did not agree with such parents and struck back. In fact, Paul Levinson, a professor at Fordham, stated, The last time I checked, Lassie was not there winning a Grammy, and neither were songs from Sesame Street. If you're a parent who is concerned that your kids are going to get upset, watch the Disney Channel. Comedian Russell Kane had a more playful response to such parents, stating, "Laugh out loud, it proves offended by Beyonce and Jay-Z's Grammy dance. If Miley frots on randoms, that's okay, but a married couple, disgusting, sigh." But overall, I enjoyed Beyonce's performance, as I stated before. Was it her best performance to date? No, but definitely one of her sexiest. Now, another big topic was Michael Moore and Ryan Lewis sweeping 4 wins at the 56th Annual Grammy Awards Sunday evening, while Kendrick Lamar, who was nominated in 7 categories, took not one Grammy home. Following his win, Michael Moore sent a text to Lamar and later posted the text on his Instagram. He stated, "You got robbed. I wanted you to win. You should have. It's weird and sucks that I robbed you. I was going to say that during the speech. Then the music started playing during my speech and I froze." Macklemore added, "Anyway, you have what it is. Congrats on this year and your music. Appreciate you as an artist and as a friend. Much love." I guess Macklemore felt compelled to text Kendrick because he definitely faced a lot of backlash via social media. Many people felt that Kendrick was robbed. I definitely agree Kendrick should have won at least one Grammy. This was a big year for him. But I have mixed feelings. Macklemore inspires me personally because they are strictly independent. So to see independents beat out major label artists, particularly at the Grammys, says a lot and gives hope to us indies and our future in the music industry. But Kendrick still deserved to win something last night because he truly is a talent. Kendrick's performance, I felt, was superb. He truly is hip-hop. He has brought back the glory days of hip-hop, I would say more from the 90s, which such artists could really perform and wrote songs with meaning, not just a good beat. Kendrick will be around, in my opinion, for a while, and he truly is an artist, a true artist. Macklemore also had quite the iconic performance. They performed Same Love, which promotes equality in love, particularly teaches tolerance and acceptance of gay and lesbian couples. There was plenty of pre-show hype surrounding this performance of Same Love, and it was truly definitely justified, as it turned out, because after the dynamic duo helped 33 couples of all genders, races, and orientations say, "I do," with Queen Latifah officiating and Madonna assisting as maid of honor. It was clear that their performance went beyond the mere act of promoting a single. Instead, it was the rare instance of protest done right at an award show, a powerful, poignant piece of social commentary that may also end up going down as one of the most memorable moments in Grammy history. I feel there is no doubt that it will definitely go down as one of the most memorable moments in Grammy history. And this is what art should do. In fact, here's Queen Latifah speaking on the moment.
I'm thinking I'm really happy for two of my friends who just got married.
That's so awesome.
And for all the couples, I'm really happy for them that they get to bear the old ball and chain.
How do you feel about music being such an incredible platform, especially this year with the Sarah Bareilles record, with the Macklemore and Ryan Lewis record, obviously, and stuff, for social change?
Music has always been powerful for social change throughout history. It's been one of the things that gets the word out, that lets people know what's going on in different places, what people are being affected by. And so it's important that we continue to use music. And most importantly, it brings everyone together. So it's great to have this platform to be a launching pad to those kinds of things.
Yes, 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 indeed. Now, side note, Madonna caught a lot of fire for referring to her white son as this N-word. She has since apologized, but many are now saying she purposely came to the Grammys this year with her black adopted son to drive the point home even more that she is not a racist. Now, here's the thing. I don't think Madonna is a racist, but I do think it was wrong, of course, for her to use the N-word. It is not a term of endearment, even when you're using it with your white son. Now, listen to Hollywood and Friends from the 19th of January, and they definitely discussed this a lot more in depth. But, you know, that's my quick opinion on it. Now, other top performances included John Legend, Many fell in love with his voice and emotion performing his song All of Me. Many enjoyed also Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr reuniting to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Beatles, an iconic group coming from across the pond over here to America. Now, some felt that they were not the best in their performance, but, I mean, in my opinion, come on, it's 50 years and they are still going strong, and I applaud them. Taylor Swift is making headlines due to her surprise face after not winning Album of the Year. Whether she was surprised or not, you have to ask her, but that's how people interpreted her face. Now, the pop country superstar 24 didn't exactly clean up at the 2014 Grammys. Instead, inside the Staples Center in Los Angeles, even though she was nominated for several categories and she pulled off, in many people's eyes, an admirable headbanging and banging part was definitely key. A piano rendition of All Too Well on stage. The award circuit veteran went home, unfortunately, empty-handed at the Grammys. Now, the big night in terms of awards and performance was given to Daft Punk, Pharrell, and Nile Rodgers. Daft Punk had a big night with winning Record of the Year and Album of the Year, Pharrell and Nile Rodgers along with them. Particularly for the song Get Lucky, which won Record of the Year. Pharrell also won Producer of the Year. So I believe leaving home with about four Grammys or so. Now, Daft Punk, Pharrell, and Nile Rodgers did not only light up the stage with wins, but also with performance. They collaborated with the one and only Stevie Wonder. Such a performance was full of energy and brought back the great music of the 70s to today. So they definitely deserve their wins, and I will play a clip of this performance at the end of the show. Now, here is a clip of Pharrell, and here's what he had to say about his big Grammy night.
Humbling, man. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, I didn't expect any of this.
So just to put it in perspective, he just came off stage, basically, after winning a lot of awards, and it's definitely one of those moments that really... it's hard to wrap your head around at first, but you put a lot of work in, so this is a deserving victory lap.
Well, I wouldn't call it that, but I would say that, like, you know, it's been awesome, you know, because this is not my doing, you know. On the other, you know, I did a song, but, you know, on the other side of the song is where you quantify where the magic is, and that's what the people... that's like the people voting for the song or requesting the song or purchasing or downloading or sharing or just talking about it. You know, they don't have to do that. So all that energy, when you see, like, you know, the views on a video or whatever, you're seeing, like, people, you know, investing in our ideas. And I just know that it doesn't have to be that way. So I'm just thankful for it. You know, I'm thankful to be able to have this feeling, know what this feels like. It's been cool, man. It really has.
Yes, Pharrell is definitely humbled there, and I definitely feel what he's saying about the magic, because that's the thing. No one can really control what millions of people are going to love. I mean, you can write a song and have millions of dollars and promote the song, and yes, it will get attention, but still, the public has to love it, and so he's right on when he says, you know, it's not really his doing. It's magic happens. And I definitely applaud Pharrell. Now, overall, many enjoyed the Grammys 2014, but many are still complaining about how the Grammys still do not truly reflect the truth of the industry. One blogger stated, "How is Kendrick Lamar a new artist when he was lighting up the internet in 2010, which is 4 years ago? And why would Led Zeppelin be nominated for an album completed in 2007? They haven't even performed together in 6 or so years. Steve Stout once wrote an open letter to the Grammys voicing his concerns. He stated, "Over the course of my 20-year history as an executive in the music business and as the owner of a firm that specializes in culture advertising, I've come to the conclusion that the Grammy Awards have clearly lost touch with contemporary popular culture. My being a music fan has left me with an even greater and deeper sense of dismay. So much so that I feel compelled to write this letter, where I think that the Grammys fail stems from two key sources. One, overzealousness to produce a popular show that is at odds with its own system of voting. And two, fundamental disrespect of cultural shifts as being viable and artistic." This letter was written in 2011, but he mentioned how popular artists were used to sell the show but would not be in a position to win any awards. But there is a flip to this. Many do not feel certain artists deserve to be nominated, and it cheapens the award show. One blogger mentioned in particular that certain mainstream hip-hop artists, they said, Nicki Minaj, did not deserve a Grammy nod. They mentioned how the Oscars would never nominate a blockbuster film such as The Fast and Furious. Now, in my opinion, the problem is not the Grammys. It is the industry, in my opinion. Prince even hit on this. You know, this industry has become too commercialized. You know, the creatives are no longer running this industry. It's all about the business and the dollar, and it's become cookie cutter. And I have to agree that most artists today should not be nominated for a Grammy. I'm not saying Nicki Minaj fits in that category, but there are some artists that are at the Grammys that I'm kind of, you know, scratching my head at. Now, with that, we get a lot of recycles because, you know, people from the past are kind of still the best we have. The point of this is, you know, it's interesting how you can have an artist still up for an award, and it's perhaps like 2 years after a certain song or whatever. There was a time where the competition was insane, like Stevie Wonder versus Marvin Gaye or Michael Jackson versus Lionel Richie, all relevant for their time and getting awards during their time. But now we see the same artists win every award. There was a time where if you won 9 or 10 Grammys, that meant you were extremely special, you know, like Stevie Wonder and on that kind of level, Michael Jackson. Now there are, in my opinion, too many artists who can say that they have done that. That cheapens the award, in my opinion, but we do need better content overall. I think artists like Kendrick, Macklemore, and Daft Punk with Pharrell will help us get there, among other artists. You know, I feel like we're in a good space now, or we're getting to a good space in the industry where a lot of artistic artists, if you will, yeah, double word there, but you know, a lot of those who just really believe in the art are finally getting some promotion. And again, that's why I applaud Macklemore, because they are independent and they're writing what they want, and the public has responded. So we definitely need to encourage more independence, because I think that's where you're going to get more creativity. You know, when you over commercialize something, it again becomes cookie cutter. Now, that is my show for the evening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Hanson Blue, no E on the blue. And also catch archives of this episode and more via iTunes, Stitcher, radio app, or the TuneIn radio app. All are free. Be sure to catch me and Miss Fancy this coming Wednesday. We will talk about the exclusive episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta and the latest arrest with Apollo Nida for bank fraud and identity theft. If you recall, Apollo is actually out on parole for having gone to prison before. I believe he was sent to prison in 2004 and got out in 2009 for auto title fraud. So it's interesting that he's back in trouble again. We will discuss that this coming Wednesday. Now, I would like to leave you with one of the biggest performances of the night with Daft Punk, Pharrell, Nile Rodgers, and again, the one and only Stevie Wonder. It is called Get Lucky. Until next time, peace.
Like the legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force of the beginning.
Against sun, she's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.